Hello dear listener, it's James here.
And it's Chris.
And what are we off to do?
We're going to have a go at democracy.
That's right, we're off to do a vote at our local church hall, where we have, well, I say we, Christopher's only 15, he's not allowed to vote yet.
Nope, not for a while.
It's a decision he doesn't have to make as yet.
Thank goodness.
I've got four ticks to put in a load of boxes. If I only had four boxes to tick, it would be quite easy.
Yeah.
Because I'd just like...
choose the four.
Yeah. But that wouldn't be democracy,
would
it?
That's not democracy.
In fact, I've got no idea how many candidates are standing in Luton South. I did look at the running order, whatever it's called, of the candidates. And obviously you've got Labour and Conservative and Liberal Democrats. And I think they've even got a UKIP. But there are some other... I think the Green Party's standing here as well. But they've got some sort of less well-known parties. Not the SNP, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Or Plaid Cymru. But I think they're sort of like a no-nonsense party, or Britain for the British party, or a generally quite racist party. I don't know.
Yeah, totally shot myself.
But as well as that, we have to... So that's one that we've got to elect our MP. The second one is I've got to elect two councillors for the Crawley ward. And the third one I've got to do is... Good evening.
It's about local Conservative.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The third thing we've got to do is vote for... The police want some more money to... good evening. Numbers?
Yeah, on the card.
Why is that?
Well, it's to stop us knocking you up later on.
Okay. We've only got one. You can have a go on it, but don't steal it, because I'll need it back.
No, you don't want it.
It's a terrible idea.
That's why you'd need to knock us up, because I haven't got mine, so I don't want anyone knocking on my door.
Yeah, well...
Because it does say on the polling card you don't have
one. No, but we then check it off on the register. The political parties check it off on the register. And if you voted, we don't bother to come and bang on your door.
Why would you bang on my door, though?
To get you out to vote. Because we don't know whether you voted or not. No, I know you voted because I'm standing here.
Oh, well, I've got a big dog, so I get a shock.
So, yes, the third thing we're voting for is a referendum on the council tax increase for Bedfordshire's police and crime commissioner. That was an insight into... That was a chap called Terry who's standing for Liberal Democrat councillor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Seen him before. He gets his face plastered on their literature sometimes. So this is they want to have 18% more, I think, for more police people on the streets of Luton.
Yeah.
So...
I don't really have a problem with...
Well, I've got no idea about, frankly, so I should just make my mind up when I go in there.
Close your eyes, tick a box.
I close my eyes.
I probably won't end up
ticking a box at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, funnily enough, I was expecting it to be quiet. It's normally nobody around, but it looks like people are exercising their democratic duty this evening, which is a lovely thing to see.
Yep.
So I
shall... People came here to do democracy.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's really nice, because the previous times I've been here, honestly, I've been one of only two or three people around. But we're queuing, so that's great. Enjoy your voting if you're able to, and if you're not, why don't you find someone who is and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye.